Exactly.
So I handed you over to Jack Wynn.
Yeah, Chris, another disappointing result. They were against Southend at the top of the table, but they lost out 2-1 in the end. So they're obviously 15th in the table now. Josh Windass equalised from the penalty spot after Bobby Grant, who actually started his career out at Stanley, got the first goal. Game went on, and then obviously 87th minute, John Coleman thought he'd clung on to a point, and there's Mr Grant again turning up with the winner 3 minutes from time. So obviously that leaves Stanley in the mix. But as I've said before, there's 6 points between 6 or 7 teams in that mid-table section. So obviously between the playoffs and that section, there is obviously potential there. But yeah, obviously the next match is against Portsmouth. They're in that mix as well. They're only 1 point above Stanley. So yeah, obviously it's just a disappointing result, but they'd probably like to be able to cement the mid-table position, I'd say.
If ever anything epitomised Stanley, it's winning 2-1 away at Southend and losing 2-1 at home to Southend.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing was, obviously, you look at it on paper, Southend were top of the table, but they actually had the only unbeaten home record in the Football League prior to Saturday. They lost, obviously, against Northampton Town, so that they'd lost the previous two games. You thought, well, there's maybe a bit of a chance, but...
Got to love the unpredictability now, haven't you?
You've just got to love Accrington Stanley.